So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beck, along with my other co-host,
Jerry Brown.
And the man still not on the logo, Marcus.
Well, Marcus, the reason why you're not on the logo this time is because you were 45 minutes late.
Jerry be 38 minutes late every damn week, and you being mad at me?
Which is why he about to get took off the logo.
Why be lying? What are we doing here? Jerry, why are you doing this?
Why? He doesn't have a show. and we don't know what he's doing.
Why are you so unserious?
We're trying to bring good content to y'all, and Jerry's being unserious and unhinged here.
I'm just talking about. But I'm ready to get into it if y'all are, bro. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Not too much, but enough to where, you know, we got to talk. So, where y'all want to start, bro? I think.
A lot of Gator news. Yeah. And some of it dropped this morning, really.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and start basketball. First of all, last night they got their butts kicked at home in the first round of NIT by that team in Orlando, who I would not mention.
Our fathers, as of late.
Daddy's home.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. I ain't saying that. No, dude. They ain't that. We just sucked this year. That's all I'm saying.
We lost to UCF and we sucked. So
once we lost Colin Castleton, the season was over. I pretty much didn't really watch anything after that.
I damn sure didn't.
It was like, what was the point at that point? But that happened. Hey, the women won their first round matchup in the women's NIT. So there's a positive.
In the women's NIT.
They won.
Shouts out to the squad. They did their thing like the men's.
Yeah, that's true. But we had some news drop this morning. Sophomore Kawasi Reeves has entered the transfer portal, but wasn't the only one. Niles Lane also hit the transfer portal. Wakanda Forever. Bye.
I honestly don't care who leaves. One person I want on the team is Riley Cool. Everybody else,
I can care less. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. I don't care.
Another name or two I'm looking at that possibly could hit the portal, but I mean, let's be honest and talk about these two, because I honestly felt like they just didn't fit with the roster. I mean, especially Niles Lane, if you think about it, because yeah, he's a good defender, but he gives us nothing offensively. And with Kawasi Reeves,
he's too erratic on offense.
You took it right out of my mouth. Just way too erratic. Like, takes too fast shots. I mean,
then again, the last person we said was too erratic went to another school and balled out. So who knows?
Yeah, he ended up winning ACC Player of the Year.
Wait, so who?
Nah, he was first team on ACC.
He was first team ACC?
He was the leading scorer and assist man in the ACC.
Wow. That's crazy.
Why won ACC Player of the Year?
I don't think he won Player of the Year, but he was up there.
He did. Yes, he did.
What?
Did he?
Yeah, he won. He won that.
No way.
Yeah, look that up. He won that. Went to Wake Forest, balled that one.
Was Isaiah Long? No, he didn't.
They said he did.
They did not. He was first team all ACC. He was the Player of the Year.
Now, how does he go to another school? Thanks a lot, Mike White.
NBA draft.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
I think he would be nice in NBA, low key. I think his play style fit, but
yeah. Speaking of that, y'all better hope Riley Cougar don't test really well and end up sliding into that lottery area.
I mean, no, I don't see.
I don't think he slides lottery, but
top 25, top 30.
I think he's top 30, top 40 right now, but if he tests well.
Well, first of all, we know he can shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. He jumps out of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He can slash. He's a pretty good defender. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If he slides, he slides. I mean, he's yeah.
I want him to return for at least one more year.
But if you projected to be a first round pick, just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Scotty Lewis was rejected first round pick. He came back. Still won the first round. Wait, no, he didn't. His stock plummeted. He should have just went.
Trey Mann coming back was excellent for him.
Like, if you have a chance to trick the league. Like, a lot of guys come back who probably, like, guys who get projected like first round or something like that, they always come back because they quote unquote want to get better. When right. reality, they're about as good as they're actually going to get, and they get another year of tape on you, and they realize, oh shit, this boy can't really play that well, and you end up plummeting. Trick the league if you can, please.
You know who's like that? Chris Walker. Oh my god.
Break him up, man.
Oh my god. They thought he was the next KG. That boy was slow.
Why you had to bring that up, man?
It's true. Him and Casey Hill.
Damn, Jerry, like what?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but dang, I'm trying to forget about
him. You know who should have left though?
On the lowest key, even though he ended up getting better. Devin Robinson. Cause people had them KD comparisons out there, you know, like
KD comparisons happen when you're like 6'9", 10, have long arms that can shoot.
Yep. Every time.
It never sticks.
It never sticks.
Look at Brandon Ingram.
I never thought it was KD.
Comparisons all the time. And I'm like, what are y'all looking at? Just because he's tall
and skinny.
Like, stop. He's not the shooter that KD is.
The guys like comparing body types instead of actually looking at the games.
Hey.
Yeah, and as you can see, we got the NCAA tournament on. Jared, for some reason, is putting his faith in Northern Kentucky, just because this is a close game right now.
It's not putting faith, but we know they're going to lose. But we want to see how funny it's going to be.
Marcus, me and you know they're going to lose.
25-26.
You know, too. We just want to see how fun it would be.
It ain't happening, people.
No shit, it's not going to happen. But, like, it's not like Houston's some world beater.
But then again, we didn't think Preston would beat Arizona. We just put Arizona right through into the second round. And look what happened.
See, 2-15 upsets happen like all the time, so it's not
terribly shocking. They do.
1-15, obviously, we know that doesn't really happen often, if ever, really.
It happened the 1 year Virginia got blown off the court.
See, that's the thing, like, them losing is one thing, but they got the asses.
They got blown off the court.
I never trust Virginia, bro. And I don't know, we were talking yesterday about it, or 2 days ago. I was like, I'm going to pick them, but I did not trust Virginia. And we all, like, did not trust Virginia, but we all chose them.
Yo, even with, like, the year they won the championship, I ain't really trust them that much.
No, but they had Diakite or whatever his name was.
They had, like, as DeAndre Hunter, because he was out for that last year's game. And then he came back. He was healthy. They still had Guy. They still had
other guys.
Yeah. And they had some of the luckiest games I've ever seen in a tournament run.
Oh, my God.
They were a good team.
Yeah, they were. But anyways, my bad. We get sidetracked. We wanted to get into, since we got over basketball, we have some football news to get into. So we got Corey Raymond, who just signed an extension, and we got Billy Gonzalez, who we just got back on the staff. Now, I want to hear what y'all think about Billy G, because I was a little bit mixed on Billy G.
How many times gonna come back?
Yeah, I mean,
what, he left the key in the mat or something?
Apparently so. But I look at it like this. I think he wasn't a terrible recruiter when he was here at Florida, and he's not a bad wide receivers coach. I mean, let's be honest.
No, he's not bad.
Look at Van Jefferson, what he did with his career. Kadarius Toney, they're both back-to-back Super Bowl champions, by the way. He's put a lot of guys in the league. And if you remember, he was at LSU when they had Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. So he's got an elite list of wide receivers he's coached.
I think it's getting him the talent, though.
Yeah, it's getting the talent. And that's where I'm going with this. Since Billy Napier actually cares about recruiting and actually knows how to recruit, recruiting with Billy Gonzalez is going to be a lot better. Because what you're going to see now is Billy Napier is a former wide receivers coach, right?
Go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead, bro.
Are you sure about this? Because I'm not going to overrate Billy G just off of when he was on this coach.
This is where I'm going with this. Napier gonna tell Gonzalez, yeah, these kind of receivers we're looking at. This is who you need to go after.
Doesn't mean go get them.
I mean, don't mean we're gonna get them, but still, we gonna get our share. If Napier got to personally recruit some of these guys, he'll do it. Like Jeremiah Smith, he personally recruited them.
I'm just saying, just because he's got the grocery list doesn't mean he's gonna be able to afford the list. That's all I'm saying. But I'll wait. I think he personally is a good coach. Been here about 1,000 times, so I guess he knows something about the program.
Yeah,
fact. I'll wait to see.
Better know something. It's his third stint. He better know something about it.
Because he coached Weston. Who else is on the roster right now that he coached?
Weston is now safety.
I know that, which is
that's kind of hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
I've seen him in the film clips, bro. His hips are.
Bro, why
Killing Ringo hips?
Like, why are you playing safety wearing number 82?
Hey, that's just funny. Unserious.
To train.
No. But yeah, Billy come back. I think it's not a great hire, but it's not a bad hire either. Mm-hmm. It's a decent to good hire.
It's a safe hire.
Yeah, it's a very safe hire.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean the wide receiver's going to – oh, Lord. We'll wait till he gets
– I think he's a great coach, like coaching up guys. Kadarius Toney even admitted, like, you know. So, with this group of guys that we have that we brought in, I think it's a perfect – fit for them to, because I'll be honest, I didn't really see a lot of improvement from anybody but Justin Shorter, I think, at the wide receiver position. Douglas, I think he actually low-key regressed at certain points of the season. Xavier Henderson still like Xavier Henderson.
The fake fast man.
Oh, my God. You know, and then Whittemore, I don't know what happened.
Bottomed out.
Yeah, he bought him out. Ricky Pearsall came in there with that fire, so
I didn't really see anything. So he was what he was.
I didn't see anybody that was like, oh my God, like Harry did an incredible job with whoever. Like, you know, like, but I thought he did a good job recruiting, though, in a way. So
there was a reason we won 6 games. Like, the receiver corps was just not what it needs to be, like, at all.
There was no separation.
It was us three out there as X, Y, and Z.
Oh, my God, bro. And then, like, going to the game live, it was even worse. I was, like, very distraught, dismayed.
Dismayed? I know you was looking at him in practice when them times you, quote-unquote, got a peek during, like, the offseason and whatnot. How many lies did you tell yourself?
He told big lies.
No, but, like, Caleb Douglas did look good up there, but he just – has a catch.
He was young.
The man had a CTE sandwich in the FSU game, and I'll never forget. I'm like, you gotta catch that one.
God, bro.
But hey, man, I'll holler at my close personal friend, Chris, who knows a good friend of Caleb Douglas, and tell him if Caleb Douglas produces, I will put him on here and personally apologize for the slander.
I think he's a solid young piece. He's fine. Yeah, he'll be fine.
We got killers coming in. We got killers coming in at the position at a freshman, so.
And a lover boy.
Could be an Andy Jean.
I'm saying, just let's not, like, rely on, like, heavily on these kids. Much as I love them, and they're going to be great, especially Andy, because I'm hearing a lot of good things from him. But also, we got him, he's an 18-year-old, so let's kind of pump the brakes.
I think it's going to be Pearsall, Hendo. I can see, yeah, I think Hendo's going to.
Douglas getting a run for that, getting a run for his money.
Andy's going to get a lot of PT. I think he's going to kind of sneak in out Antonio Callaway did his freshman year. And,
Frazier's is what he is.
I'm hearing a lot of good things about him.
Yeah, he came on. You know,
and how many guys do we always hear good things about and then we see next to nothing in the actual
season? No, they for real think he's ready to break out this year.
And you always say this.
Months of it last year, really against A&M until he got hurt, then he had to miss the rest of the season. You kind of started seeing him kind of start to put it all together. I think now this is the year where he kind of
I think he's one of our better route runners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he'll go up and get the 50-50 balls, as we saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the receivers. I would like to add more to it. Now, I'd like to see some consistency there. But, I mean, you have guys there that have proven themselves. So,
Tiki Bowman? You said Ty Bowman?
Don't do that.
What's his name? Ty Bowman?
Don't do that, Jerry.
What's his name?
He has his name, but, like, again, no.
Bro, you sleep on Bowman, bro.
If we got to rely on Ty Bowman.
I am snoozing. Matter of fact, I'm going to snore.
Look, Bowman out there got meaningful PT, bro. He, you know, those sweeps, I guess.
Nobody else. They were hurt.
I was like, that's nice, but I'd rather be someone else getting those reps because, well, if he's out there, that means the entire receiving corps is like FSU and we're in the hospital again.
Like, all the receivers were in the hospital against FSU. They were, like...
The hospital gators, bro.
They were in critical condition.
Critical condition? They were in the nearest trauma center.
He got a touch against. He got a touch against Utah, right?
I don't think so. Did he?
He did. I think he
got like one
field for a play, but
I don't know. That was bad times. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were in the gulag.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was ugly.
But yeah, spring practices, they should be – well, they're on spring break right now. They should be getting back to it on, I would say, next Monday. Excited to see what they look like whenever the spring game does come. And by the way, Pac-12, y'all can go to hell. The game against Utah will now be on Thursday. And
We all knew it was, but
– y'all can have Pac-12 for this one. I mean, I just – I don't understand it. Why?
Well, yeah, honestly, why? But I guess because we're playing at Utah and then, you know.
We stink also. So yeah, we stink.
For every eyeball, they want every eyeball on the set for whenever we go up in there. And
I don't know what percentage chance I give us to win that game, but.
Now, let's just say Graham Mertz goes out there and throws like 450 yards. I'm just kidding.
Maybe don't do that.
I mean, like, we won the game last year because Anthony Richardson was an absolute cheat code. let's be honest about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he pretty much had them on skates. So, but hey, the defense should be much improved. I'm hearing a lot of good things about some of the guys on that side of the ball. Miguel Mitchell, they say it looked like he might be our best safety out there.
Yo, I've seen like he got the size and I think he has the hips. And, you know, seeing him last year, he wasn't afraid to come up and tackle, so.
Yeah, and Kamari Wilson's taking more on that vocal leadership role. He's out there talking a lot, so I like that coming from him. I actually do. And they say he was like that in high school at IMG Academy all the years he was there.
I have my thoughts about Wilson. I'm looking forward to seeing him, though, but I think.
There was a lot to
say. Go ahead and say it.
I'm a little concerned about his speed. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, I don't think he's going to be much more. I don't think he's going to be a free safety. I think Miguel Mitchell's going to be more of a free safety. Okay. I think he's going to probably play Kamari Wilson more towards the box.
Yeah, that's what he needs to be. Yeah.
That's what he should be. He's just versatile there.
You're going to see that. And against the run, he was really good last year. But, you know, he held his own in coverage, too. So, I mean, I'm just glad he's taking on more of that leadership role. I mean, he's a natural leader. If you talk to him, if you look at him, you can tell he's a natural leader. Like, that quality is already in him. So,
yeah.
I like that from him. And Shamar James, the linebackers, like what I'm hearing from them, Shamar James is looking like that dude out there.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Tyrone Mitchell, they like what I'm seeing from him. Manny Nunnery, the transfer from Houston.
I mean, what's the guy from Michigan?
Deuce Spurlock. Deuce
Spurlock.
He might be in the rotation this year as well. So
I also heard Derek Wingo was looking good. So
yeah, I mean the linebacker
can stop the run.
Yeah, they're looking really good. There's more depth at the position now. I mean, we're not razor thin like we were last year.
We're not playing fake. Edge rushers out there anymore, I don't think.
Jesus.
Yeah, Scoopy Williams is at the edge, not at linebacker.
Didn't they say he wasn't actually fully at edge at one point? At least he did.
He's an edge rusher now.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. Talking about Scoop?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an edge rusher. That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, he's an edge rusher right now. Thank
you. On the off bar. Thank God.
Obviously, and then the running back position, I don't want to talk about all offseason because I ain't worried about nothing at running back position.
Just pencil it in. We're fine there.
Pencil it in.
Are we, though?
Yes.
All right, so let's go to quarterbacks.
No.
Yes.
Can we say that for last, at least?
Right now, they're splitting number one reps, but I feel like – how can I put it? I feel like what they're doing is they're giving Mertz the opportunity to win the job.
No shit. You brought him in for a reason, right?
I mean, what I'm saying is I don't think it's an actual competition.
Again –
but then again, maybe it is. I mean, because they both
split. Oh, no. It better not be.
They both split in the number one reps.
I've seen enough.
It's spring. Cares? But like.
No. Did anybody really want to be at that Las Vegas Bowl? Come on, man.
Did you see the pack? I'm not going to talk about
it. It's Jack Miller. No.
Did you see who was all out there?
Bro, it doesn't matter.
It was out there. We suck anyway, so it wasn't going to make much of a difference.
Terrible anyway.
Those decisions were awful.
Like, nobody wanted to be there. Let's be real. Nobody wanted to be there.
I think, but on the real, I'm most excited about, I think, this young defensive line group we got and the offensive line. I feel, you know, like how we used to have those guys look like SEC guys?
Will Norman and Kelby Collins look like grown men out there. They are grown men out there.
Bro, I'm telling you, I am lit.
And the thing, half the fan base didn't even want Will Norman.
See, I was always on Will Norman.
That was Coke more than anything.
Yeah.
And then we actually got him, and I was like, oh, shit.
Everybody. Yeah. I think they thought he was trolling or something, so.
Because fan base has PTSD. From
all that. Yeah, they're like, oh, he ain't good. He Miami or whatever. I'm like, bro, just chill out. Like,
yo, nice. But, like, on the real, I'm excited about them. I'm excited to see what they do. Again, like I said, with the receiving core, I'm going to be mindful these are still 18-year-olds, so I'm not going to, like, put all types of, like, super crazy expectations on them.
You're not going to lie?
No! We sucked for a reason. That's the reason why we recruited them. You know what I mean? So they got it. They're going to be in a rotation, obviously, because they're talented and they're young legs, but, like, they're still young legs. And we got to pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go 120. I'm gonna go like 65.
70.
All right, AB. The optimism is crazy with you.
I mean,
I just said 70.
That's an extra 5 miles an hour. I'm not willing to go until game one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to game one. You know, it's on a Thursday. That pretty much ruins everybody's plans.
We got a chance to win, bro. We got a chance.
Yeah, we're going to the game, so we're going to watch it regardless.
You sure we're not going?
Yes, I'm sure we're going to fucking Salt Lake City.
I ain't going to Salt Lake City.
What am I going to Salt Lake City for? See Karl Malone?
No! I don't want to. No!
Exactly.
No!
I'm going to Salt Lake City. Hey, Avi, you trying to order some pizza?
No. Like, only reason I'm going there is if I ever see Karl Malone, I'm calling Dog the Bounty Hunter and telling him to lock this man up.
Yeah, man.
I ain't going out there. But if I do go out there, I will not order pizza because I'm not going to be good like Michael Jordan where somebody got to hold me up.
Yeah, bro. They're going to be like, oh, he's wearing Gator gear. Give him this pizza.
And as soon as I get the pizza, I'm not hungry no more.
Hey, man, but I'm excited to see what we have. I think Jackson, Denson, Castell.
Bryce Thornton. Bryce Thornton.
Oh.
Bryce Thornton, yes. I'm excited to see those young bucks, and I also want to see where they put Thornton. I think he could be a good star, or maybe a safety. You know, I don't know, but
maybe Sharif will probably play
there. Yeah, I was gonna say Sharif is working at the star right now.
Twitchy, yeah, I like that too. Castell gonna be nice though. I think Castell got excellent ball skills.
Now Castell is gonna be the guy that I'm looking at.
Yeah,
being at that size, I mean, he played corner his last year of high school. Mm-hmm. So you know he's got the twitch out there. You know he's quick. Putting him at safety, him able to cover ground and get to the ball. In the end, bro, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited about all those guys, bro. I think we got something back there, so that's gonna be fire between them and the wide receiving core. I'm like,
as long as they'll run 4.7s back there, I am perfectly fine.
Yeah, give me a 4.5, bro. Come on, man, for real.
Give me a 4.4 again at this position.
Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah. What Matt Elam ran? Matt Elam ran a 4.5 flat, right?
Something like that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Matt Elam.
Yeah.
But Matt Elam's game speed was faster than that. That man was.
Why you have to bring up their 40 times again, man?
Because they played like they 40 times. That's why.
They absolutely did.
With all due respect, they played like they're 40 times.
Like Mechie coming up and killing that man like that in the bowl game was definitely.
All type of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. He was not running fast and he got train wrecked.
But he wasn't running fast. He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, he got cooked.
It was
wrong, man. But
I mean, he did get his ass clocked, and like, all the respect to these guys because they're getting form gears and whatnot. But you need better than that.
Nah, bro. Like for real, because if you think about it, do we have if Rashad Torrance and Trey were in 4.7s? Who are the fast guys on our defense?
Did we have fast guys on this defense?
Because you think about how Jordan Travis was running past everybody. I was like, there's no way these dudes run fast. Because Travis was making them look like they were defensive linemen. Everybody out there. The whole team.
Well enough, the defensive linemen were probably the fastest guys, if we're being honest. They ran the same times. That's all I'm saying, man.
Alvin Dexter. Alvin. The safeties.
Hey, we're wondering why. We were wondering why Grantham put Bogle back at safety that one time because he was faster than all the other safeties.
But in all seriousness though, man, I'm excited about these kids. Like they're versatile, they want to play, they have speed. Hopefully. We went as low as we possibly could go with speed at DB and all the way up. So I'm wishing on a star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Huge wish.
Like Rolls Royce, I'm wishing on a star, bro.
Nah, they should have put Jamarcus.
Matter of fact, that song of the week. I'm already locking it in. I don't care.
This man brought up Rolls Royce. Come on, man.
That's a tune, bro. What you mean?
What, love don't live here anymore?
At the car wash, baby. Okay.
Since we're talking about the DBs, though. How do y'all feel about Corey Raymond being extended, bro? Y'all excited about that? I know I am personally.
Oh, freaking Luya. And he got the whole DB room now?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm with it.
In the whole DB room, he get an extension.
Give him a back, gave him the bag, gave him the room. What more can he ask for? Hell, next step, maybe DC, if this guy don't work out, which from what I've heard, I think he will. He's not going to blitz from like 30 miles away.
What's his scheme like?
Like, it's going to be pretty multiple. There's going to be some pressure. There's going to be some pressure practices. It'll be, like, more four-mans, like, six-man blitzes, like, on pass-downs, five-mans on run-downs, things like that.
Okay.
So, it's going to be some versatile things happening, hopefully.
So, Kamari Wilson going to be able to – he going to be able to have a time.
Yeah.
So, basically, we won't be seeing two corners blitz from their spot, leaving wide open receivers.
And you know how much a bare minimum that is, and like we're just doing backflips and we're not doing anything that stupid again.
I want to show y'all. Well, y'all keep talking. I want to show y'all something, bro. And it honestly pissed me off so bad because I went back and watched the Utah game.
If you put this play up at these corners, Blitz.
No, bro.
Or you know which one it is, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what are we doing?
I got to see this.
And we won 6 games for a reason. I'll leave it right there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can find it.
Good God Almighty. Like, how did we subsidize on safeties that ran 4.7s?
I don't know how we stayed afloat.
We didn't because we fucking drowned last year.
Yeah, you're right. We're like, why is Jaden Daniels? Because Jaden Daniels ran faster than everybody on defense. That's why. I
know. It all makes sense now, don't it?
Yeah, bro. It legit does.
Sheesh. I mean, Jaden Daniels can't be that fast.
I know he's faster than 4.7. Like an Olympic athlete against us. I know he's a good athlete, but the mailman was the best athlete on the field, apparently.
Look, is Jaden Daniels really that fast, or were they just moving that slow?
It was in quicksand.
Oh, that game was embarrassing.
It embarrassed me on my damn birthday.
All I'm gonna say is this: Jervon Dexter Sr. got robbed. They called roughing the passer on the interception. Clearly, it wasn't roughing the passer.
Yeah, you know roughing the passer rules these days.
I'm sick of playing LSU at this point. I mean, we had that happen. We had a shoe get thrown on top of playing in fog.
I mean, that was our fault.
But on top of playing in fog, I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand why every time we play this team, some bull crap happens.
Because they get the best woo lady in Baton Rouge. That's why.
I don't know what kind of voodoo they got going on there, but I'm need them to chill out.
I mean, they woo lady on point. And we need to call Kodak Black's woo lady and tell us to lend it for us every October.
Or we can call and tell her to shut down her operation.
One of the two, man. I don't know. But I'm
sick of it.
I got to see Harold Perkins for the next 2 years.
Don't mind me.
No. I'm glad you said it. Jesus. That team out west talking real greasy about that game. See, they didn't have to see Harold Perkins the first time last year. And they didn't get the Jaden Daniels that we got. They going to get both of them this year to open up the season.
I mean, they won on the weirdest way imaginable. It is what it is.
My point exactly. Now, imagine if they get that Harold Perkins and that Jaden Daniels.
Well, they didn't, and they barely won. It is what it is, AB. There wouldn't be much we could do about it now.
Yes, it is. We need to get ourselves a Harold Perkins. I'm going to need somebody to sneak in undercover and tell him to hit the portal.
I mean, we could have just, you know, got Harold Perkins the first time, but, you know.
I mean, we would have, but circumstances beyond our control led him there.
What, being from Louisiana? You thought it was going to happen?
Basically being forced by his dad's side of the family to go there.
It's Louisiana, AB. You knew damn well that was going to happen.
No, it actually wasn't. Why do you think the mama was mad?
But she ain't mad now, is she?
Oh, she's still a little mad, but you know.
Yeah. Like, you know how the game goes in that state. There's a reason nobody leaves. Rare cases.
Travis Etienne did. I mean, it's Travis. Devontae Smith did.
I said in rare cases, AB. Jesus Christ. Most of the, like 90% of the time, they don't.
I mean, because where else are they going to go?
Exactly.
I mean, you got LSU there. Where else you got? Louisiana?
A bunch of football state. It's a big-ass football state with a bunch of football talent. You got one school when everybody's an LSU fan first.
You got Louisiana. You got Louisiana Tech, Louisiana Monroe, Tulane, New Orleans University. I mean, where you going to go? Where you going to go? Southeast Louisiana, where you going to go?
It's kind of the point, AB. That's what I'm going to say. That's the point.
They either stay in the state or they're going to Bama or they're going to Texas.
In Texas, A&M. Yeah, A&M. I would say A&M mostly, more than Texas.
No, they done got a few. Texas done got a few from Louisiana now. They done got a few.
Yeah, but like the elite, coming out of high school, but like guys that were pretty good and weren't like the elite that became like stars when they got to the college level.
Well, yeah, A&M got a few of them, so. And that's the other thing. We got to keep the talent in the state of Florida.
A little harder.
I mean, we got to do that. I mean, I'm going to need Ohio State to stop flocking down here. I'm going to need Bama to stay. Bama can go. Georgia, get up out of here. Like, get out of here.
It is what it is. Because the thing is, it's a parallel for Louisiana because they have absolutely no option whatsoever to go anywhere else in the state. Here you have, like, 40 options. What is it?
They have options.
Maybe stop the shit. Cut the shit out. No, they don't. Besides, they're all LSU fans first anyway, so they weren't ever going to leave. Unless, like, they got a crazy-ass offer from Nick Saban, like, say, something like Ken Robinson did, or Tim Williams, who was on LSU's fucking campus, and they didn't really recruit him as heavy as they probably should have. And then you got, hold on. Now, back to what I was saying. So here, you got, like, 40,000 different options. You got kids who just, quite frankly, don't want to be in Florida. So they shop around. So you got places like Ohio State, especially if you're a wide receiver from down south. You got Brian Hartline, like, we're developing guys after development guys after development guys becoming stars and getting high, being high draft picks. So why else would you not want to go to Ohio State in their eyes? Now us, as schools in Florida, the Big Three and everything, especially UF as a flagship, you just have to make a concerted effort to keep them. You just do. Then after going out, you have to really make a full court press effort. Put a fence around the damn state, around the areas that you want, the areas that you really need, that you covet. Put some electrical wiring and some barbed wire on that damn thing and keep them kids.
This man said barbed wire.
Yes, I just described a prison. I don't know why I did that, but you get the point.
This man describing prison right now.
I really did. I'm sorry.
Whoa. A&M is getting blown out right now.
You got to be kidding me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's headed that direction, though.
Yeah, I know UCLA is handling business right now. They ain't wasting no time.
Tennessee's starting to handle business now, too. So
it's 4 minutes into the second half. It's only a 2-point game. Oh, got steal. Got numbers.
Blocked.
And got blocked. Oh, good deflection.
Yeah, we got the NCAA tournament going on. And I'm just going to be honest. Our brackets are – well, Marcus's bracket is dead.
Mine is absolutely trashed.
My bracket's not dead.
Oh, Marcus's bracket is on life support.
It's not even on life support.
It's dead.
Mine's in stable condition. What you mean?
Mine is also in stable condition as of right now.
Say, don't lie, sir.
No, A&M pick A&M is too great right about now. But somebody on here said A&M can make a Final Four run.
With me.
I trusted them. I'm trying to find this clip. I'm so aggravated.
You're trying to find a clip. Yeah, Jerry trying to find a clip that basically pissed us all off as Gator fans. Speaking of which, let's kind of go into it. The baseball team opened up SEC play tonight against Alabama. The return of former Gator, Matt Gassetti. And Brandon Sproat pitched a gem tonight.
Great.
Complete game, one hit shutout. And the Gators won 3-0.
Lovely day. Lovely, lovely day. So we play this is a series, correct?
No, they see. I think what they're gonna do. There's a good chance they play two games tomorrow. And the reason why there's supposed to be some bad weather rolling through, so
damn.
They could do two games tomorrow and get Bama up out of there, get the team out of there before the weather comes in.
See, baseball's one game where playing double headers is like a thing, and it's not like, and I actually kind of like it for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah, you would. And Cade Curlin had a 2-run home run tonight.
How did friend of the pot do?
BT Ryapel, I think, got a hit tonight. So, but really, honestly, the MVP was clearly, like I said, Brandon Sproat. He had pitched the week game, one hit shutout, 11 strikeouts. The changeup was devastating tonight for the hitters. So, they didn't really hit the ball. They only had three hits tonight. So
Baseball's a game. You have to win like that sometimes. So, you know, good development.
And they did not have to use anybody in the bullpen. That's the important part. Especially since there's going to be two games more than likely tomorrow. You're going to need those guys.
How the freaking loot you? Because going in the bullpen is what it is, but it has talented arms, like we talked about before. And you have to use any guys today. So, tomorrow going to a doubleheader. Maybe use one or two of those guys if you absolutely must. Rest your starters. Give them a couple innings. Don't make them go quick game or anything like that. You'll be all right.
And that's the thing. Like, tonight's game came on at 7 Eastern. It's 6 my time. The game wasn't even 2 hours.
Damn, they breezed through it, didn't they?
Yeah, they were – Brandon Sproul was mowing them down.
Good.
Really, Alabama pitched pretty well. They didn't pitch bad at all tonight either. So, I mean,
yeah, y'all give up 3 hits. I mean, that's about as well as you can pitch in a game like that.
Yeah, it's just one of those hits just so happened to be a home run, a 2-run home run. The other one was just a single, in which Rivera scored on the RBI ground out later on.
That's baseball for you.
So, I mean, that's baseball for you. I mean, Both teams pitched really well, so I mean, it was a quick moving game though.
Yeah,
like that was one of the fastest games I've ever seen.
So they got in, and got out. Now get some rest tonight. Get your doubleheader in tomorrow. Let's put your best feet forward. And Jerry, where the hell are you?
I'm here trying to find this play.
So how deep is the play in the game?
I thought it was early, bro, but I think I'm missing it.
What play is it? So we know.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it was a typical Pat Tony call play. It looked like Ty Grantham. But it was a third down. And in the third down, basically, we had, I think, Rashad Torrance covering the tight end. And he was about maybe like 10, 12 yards off the tight end. And I'm like, it's one of those plays where you know where the ball is going, but I don't know why. They just don't. Change the play. I don't know. Like safety needs to step up or something, but yeah.
That's what his description.
Yeah, unlimited cushion, basically. Yeah,
real quick. Brandon Sproul's line, quick game, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and a career high 11 strikeouts.
Yes.
Oh, it was. He nearly hit 100 tonight, so give him some gas.
Oh, he was clocking tonight, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was cooking tonight. He had it rolling. And we got Hurston Waldrop on the mound for the game 2 tomorrow. The game 3, Jack Tani.
Use it to my ears.
So, hopefully, and I do mean hopefully.
Emphasis on hopefully.
we get this done tomorrow. And Houston, what are you doing?
What's wrong with Houston? What's wrong?
It's 36-36.
I mean, it ain't gonna last long. I mean, eventually reality gonna set in.
I mean, it's been 6 minutes since the second half, and it's been exact same. It probably will, maybe. Houston's not exactly a world beater when it comes to scoring the basketball.
Well, they don't have their point guard either, so that doesn't help.
They can't score anyway either.
You said what?
They're a bad offensive team regardless.
Are they, though?
Yes. There's a whole bunch of athletic dudes running around, bro.
It's kind of what they are. They're athletic as hell, and they're tough and play really good defense.
Yeah.
And I mean really good defense.
And they're Sasser all, is pretty they're much all 35 good. Years old.
Yeah. Plus,
I'm telling y'all, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, Mike Jones, and Bun B out there playing.
We stereotyping all Houston rap scene, I see. What's next? One of the assistants is made by
and Master P, since he legitimately actually did play college basketball for Houston.
Oh, that was a funny drop.
Hey, everybody and their mama pulling for Northern Kentucky, though.
I'm not. I don't want my bracket to be even more messed up.
Hey, man. At this point, just have fun with it. It's a bracket.
Yeah.
And the dude from Northern Kentucky just threw the ball to Mars.
What a roll.
He threw it across the Ohio River.
Another thing I kind of wanted to get into, mm-hmm. I just came across an article recruiting-wise. Apparently, Florida is surging right now for receiver Mario Craver out of the state of Alabama.
Okay.
So, that's one to keep an eye on. And that is a receiver I would love to have in this class.
Any skilled players from Alabama, bring them to me.
You said what?
Any skilled players from Alabama, bring them to me.
Worked out for the last one we had.
The last two.
If that's the case, even though it's not going to happen, he's committed to Alabama and he's an Auburn legacy. Ryan Williams out of Sarah Land is that dude.
Is he related to?
Yeah, Auburn legacy. Who's that?
Yeah.
He's an Auburn legacy. And he's committed to Alabama.
No, I mean, who's the legacy, though?
Not like the Williams of Auburn.
Cadillac, right?
I'm not sure, actually.
Hmm.
I'm not sure who it is. They just say he's an Auburn legacy.
Oh, Duke Williams?
Which maybe his parents.
Oh, my God.
I guess maybe his parents went there.
The biggest wide receiver I've ever seen in my life.
AB, what's the name again, bro?
Ryan Williams from Sarah Land, Alabama. So if you want another receiver from Alabama, there you go, right there. We was waiting on Jay Money to get up in here.
Jay Money, bro.
What's good, man? What's good? We've been waiting the whole time.
Number one fans finally here.
And by the way, since you're on here, how's your bracket looking?
Oh, yeah. Let us know how your bracket's looking, bro. Mine is busted. So I'm just having fun.
I want to see. I know Kentucky beat Houston.
We're down five now, but, you know.
Yeah, so we got that going on. We kind of damn 38-20 now.
Huh?
Penn State is up 38-20 now.
What?
Damn. Did I take Penn State one of those? No.
What is Texas A&M doing, bro?
Yeah.
A&M's a funny team because they were terrible non conference and conference play happened. They're pretty decent.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's not a big shock.
Hey, Jay Money, my bracket's the worst.
I mean, everybody's cooked right now. How many people picked that now Princeton?
Wait, hold on. Jay Money, your bracket is dead. Because you picked Howard.
He picked who?
You picked Howard over Kansas. So your bracket is dead.
No, all I'm saying is everyone's bracket's dead because it's all Kihei Clark's fault.
Yeah, it's his fault and it's Furman's fault.
I mean, he threw it right too, Furman.
Boys are just gunning these threes right now.
Jay, how far are you?
Now, Jay Money did say upsets was going to happen. He did.
It seems to be tournament. It always happens. I mean, it's not surprising. He's just not knowing which ones.
I fully believe that. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Nothing. It's not important.
No, go ahead.
I think if I played college basketball, I would have been a bracket buster. Just because I shoot deep threes.
FAU would have needed you on the bench.
Yo.
You could have get Dusty Man a call. You should have sent him your tape and all the red games, bro.
Oh, yeah, for real, bro.
Dusty Man call tomorrow and pretty much give out your condolences.
Bro, hey, man, stop playing with us.
Yeah, respect Jay Breezy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, bro, you sleep. You sleep.
Losing.
What did Steph Curry do to y'all last year?
Why you gotta bring that up?
Here's what did Scott Foster do to you last year?
That was a low blow.
Hey man.
That was unnecessary.
When you go low, I go to hell.
That was unnecessary.
Hey, bro, you went there. You started.
Was that necessary? We all know Scott Foster. We still looking for him.
No pack watch.
Well, you're running out of gas already, so I don't
know. We got eyes in the sky now. See, we're going by car. Now we got eyes in the sky. Yeah, we got more. We're going to have more news coming next week out of spring practice. It should be in pads next week also, by the way.
So let's get it.
That's what I'm looking forward to, really.
Football's always fun because there's nothing to really play for except having fun with the game and stuff.
Yeah.
Get the things installed. You know, just go have a ball and play loose.
Shamar James, if you're listening, I need you to hit somebody very hard. Very, very hard. So we can get spread on Twitter. And we need some recruiting momentum.
And Shamar James, if you're listening, we don't need you to get ejected for targeting because we're going to need you next season.
Yeah, man, forget Shamar James. That's my boy and everything, but
do not listen to
Florida DBs, especially safeties, if you're listening. I need a video 40 times just to make sure I know who I'm working with this season.
You need to be somewhere on a track field running every day because if y'all go to the combine and run like a lineman again, we're not going to be DBU. We're going to be DB slow. All right?
I need some defensive tackles to play safety if y'all gonna be running that slow, man. Like, I need some four fours. Dan's just a four three. Four fives will do, especially if you're a safety. I'll take it. Yeah, I can't. I don't need to see a defensive end times, bro. I mean, defense is running faster than you. No, Dan's ran a 4.39 at 6'4", 245. Like, Trayvon Walker probably faster than y'all back there. I mean, running like they just ate a Big Mac meal.
Like, what are we?
The Walker Whoppers and stuff, the patty melts and all that, bro.
Like, bro. Oh, man.
I know we're harping on a lot, but, like, it's something that's been on my mind since the combine. Like, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, but that was bad.
And I know, like, 40 times and, like, table and our that's it is what it is, but, like, that very much showed up on the field.
It did. It did.
Bengals were bad, and when they were good, you couldn't make tackles because you weren't fast enough.
Yeah, just start on the Tennessee tape.
I mean, it is dead almost everybody except Georgia, but yeah, it's South Carolina.
That's when you really need to see it, though.
And Cam Risen was running around on the field like he was Lamar Jackson, too. I'm like,
we single handedly made Jalen Hyatt's Biletnik offseason.
We single handedly made him a first round pick.
He's not even the best receiver on the team.
Best receiver on the team is going to get drafted after him,
which is kind of wild to think about. Cedric Tillman's the best.
Why that's going to be the case is because he got hurt.
Like, Cedric Tillman's going to be sitting somewhere like, this motherfucker a lot better than me.
Say now we're starting to see it.
Yeah, I think it's about time. Turnover Culver.
And another three.
Yeah, but really don't have anything else to talk about tonight.
No, I think it's pretty much – I was about to say that. I'm like, dang, bro, we really
– the news pretty much is covered with all of that. I mean, we covered the coaching hires, including Russ Callaway. We already knew that one. And Billy. And C-Ray getting the extension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say with Billy, I think it'll be a couple of years if he's here. And then, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if David Decker takes over. Right now, he's an offensive analyst, but he works with the wide receiver. So
makes sense.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Young and up and comer. By the way, the energy from defense coordinator Austin Armstrong. Yeah.
I haven't seen the energy yet. I haven't seen the clip. He been lit.
Oh, he was lit in that press conference.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
You lit that press conference. I like the energy. Hopefully, it translates into the field. I think it will.
Yeah.
Defense can't get no worse than what they was.
Yeah, knock on wood.
They get worse than that than Yeah.
Man, you got Will all right, AB. Knock on all that.
Look, I'd personally rather us be a juggernaut run-stopping team, you know, and not be able to cover deep than be, you know, a team that can cover but can't stop the run.
I don't want to get cooked on defense, though, in the pass game. I don't want to get cooked.
Yeah, but at least stop the run for me. At least.
Stop anything.
Stop something.
Stop a cold.
Yeah. Just couldn't stop nothing.
Like, I don't need y'all to be some world beaters or anything like that. Just be fine.
From what I saw, Jay Money, I think we got some good young wide receivers. I believe Andy is going to be elite. There you go.
There it is. Right there on it is. You.
Yeah. So, but no. I think he's better than a person that we've seen for the last 3 or 4 years. It's me.
What's his name? Drop.
Nope.
Drop it, coward.
Nope.
Drop it, coward.
For his brother's a first round pick. I just say that.
That could be anybody.
No, I could. No, that could be
Javier.
I mean, because Matt Elam's nephew was a first round pick. Name drop.
Nah, bro, because I don't want nobody texting me talking about, oh, bro.
Don't do it anyway, Jerry. Who cares?
Yeah, okay. So,
text you.
All right. I'll be honest. So, Xavier Henderson, I think he's better than Xavier Henderson. I think he's a better
runner. Well, yeah. Like, the man has a panel on his back every time he runs, okay? Yeah.
Look, Xavier, much love to you, brother. Love
to you. He ain't look like that against Georgia, though. He ain't look like that against him.
Look to you. He was looking everywhere else.
Like a mini Georgia coach on defense.
Okay. I take that.
Sure.
Hey, man. Hey.
Your scheme isn't that like expansive. They just have like the best talent in the country and puts them in the best positions.
Saban did plan on him being the defense coordinator within the next year or two.
I mean, he's carrying Pete Golding every damn Saturday. So, I mean,
Pete Golden ain't there no more.
Oh, now he's not. They like the same one calling the plays regardless.
Saban's coordinator cred is kind of going down the drain for me a little bit in the last 2 years. The
play's been so weird.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Has the talent on defense been that great?
For Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah,
Will Anderson.
Besides him?
Branch?
Yeah.
Then why were they so bad?
Terrion Arnold, Jordan Battle.
No, see.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, hold on.
Most Saban defense, on, that one safety he trusts with his absolute life to, like, fix bad mistakes and everything like that. Plus, their defense is also, once again, very simple. It's man-to-man, like, some cover two here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Beat them, congratulations. If not, well, I have a better player. You're not going to beat me anyway.
But yeah, you're right, but hold on, Jared. Go back one name from Kool-Aid. Who'd you say?
Terrion?
No. It wasn't him.
Battle.
Oh, Jordan Battle.
He was a liability out there the last couple of years.
If you think about it. Yeah.
So if you don't have a great safety play.
Oh, tell me about it.
Brother.
Yeah, but at least he ran faster than 4.7.
Their bad safety play is bad safety play.
Let's stop watching another text message.
Like I said, like their bad safety play is like in comparison to their standards. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
They aren't Minka Fitzpatrick. They're bad. Like, you know.
Yeah, there ain't a Minka Fitzpatrick. There ain't a
Brian McKinney or whoever it was. McKinney.
Xavier McKinney, Eddie Jackson. Those guys ain't back there. Landon Collins when he was there.
Oh my gosh.
They have to play Branch is a nickel and they had to play my position sometimes. That's how bad it was.
And he's still gonna be a first round pick because they're like, yeah, we know you played out of position. We know you're better than this.
True, I'll take him.
You'll take anybody in Jacksonville at this point.
I won't.
You'll probably take Gardner Minshew and Blake Bortles back too, now won't you?
Fuck no. Are you crazy?
Well, speaking of which, Juwan Taylor got paid.
Oh yeah, that was nice. But you know, Marcus got his wish, so.
I didn't say I got my wish. I knew he was going to leave anyway.
Marcus is like, and I took that personally.
Why are you looking at me like that, first of all?
I'm not even saying I took it personally. Well, what's up, Marcus?
What?
Well, all right. Let's be honest. Juwan Taylor got paid off of that one elite year he had. He had some years where he just wasn't that good, you know? It's all right. Take the money.
Who cares? If the defending chance want to give me $8 million, make me the 4th highest paid tackle in football, you damn right I'm taking that.
Yeah, facts.
Super Bowl, he is going to the Super Bowl favorites again, so. But nice to know he got paid. CJ Gardner-Johnson was still waiting. You know, Denver's interested. Cincinnati's interested. I'm glad he's gone from my team. Why?
No, you got it. Stop. Tony Pollard. It's Tony Pollard and a rookie running back that can be a bruiser. That's really what the game.
Right now, we got Tony Pollard and former Gator Malik Davis, but Let Bijan Robinson be there at 26 to see what happens.
Jeffrey running back at 26, we have other problems. It's kind of wild, but it's Bijan Robinson.
If Bijan Robinson, no, it wouldn't be wild.
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't do it, but like, it's also Bijan Robinson. So.
And I would only take him over Gibbs because Gibbs and Pollard are basically the same running backs. No, yeah, difference is Gibbs of. Might be a little more explosive.
Yeah. Gibbs is special.
But they're smaller in stature. So if it's between those two, I'm taking Bijan.
Miami.
Y'all just signed most of the you signed your running backs. You good?
Yeah, but I think we need a power back too. But
no, you don't.
Yes, we do.
You gave up your picks for Ramsey.
We need a power. Well, yeah.
Best you give that many picks. You give a bag of salting crackers for Ramsey.
Instead of bag of salting.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, we got two first round picks and turned it into Caleb on Chase on.
Who, by the way, is still on your roster?
Hey, Chase on is him. Chase on is him, bro. Come on.
Him and what? The same person for me?
Oh, come on. You know you love Caleb on Chase on.
No, that nigga suck.
Obviously, the Jags don't think so. He's still on the roster
because he's on the option. We have nobody else back there.
Bro, you know what kills me, bro? Like LSU always has a dude. This is an absolute bust on the defensive line. Like, who was it? Sam Montgomery. Y'all remember Sam Montgomery? That man was hot trash in the league, bro.
They basically told people he was sorry as hell before he got in the league. So it was,
yeah.
That's
brother. Cause you know LSU defense line, bro. They'd be like, every time they get a tackle, like they be going crazy. Everybody get hyped off that jump.
Who else they had?
Barkevious Mingo. Who was the other one, bro? They had somebody else.
Barkevious Mingo was the other one.
Who was going to talk trash to Tebow that one year?
Oh,
it was Glenn
Dorsey,
wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Glenn Dorsey, I don't think.
It might have been him.
It was 08. I don't know. He was talking all this crap about T.O., bro. He got showed out. But I forgot who it was. But they always have that one guy that's like, oh, he. But
I think DJ has been a strong suit. It's always been like DBs.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ojulari is going to be nice, though.
I like Ojulari a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Would you take him in Jacksonville? Or will his career be ruined there?
I take him in Jacksonville. I wouldn't take him in the first round, but I take him.
You took Chase on in the first round.
Because David Cole was a fucking moron. And I'm glad he's fired.
You take him in the first round. You should take DJ Ojulari in the first round.
AB, no.
Just saying.
On a serious note, like, what do you think y'all need the most, Marcus, in Jacksonville?
Oh, this is easy. Okay, a slot corner. Some more pass rushes because our pass rush is kind of bad.
Yeah.
Which is weird because we lead in pressure. We have a high pressure, but we just never actually get sacks, which is funny.
Y'all want Brenton Cox?
All right, let's be serious for a second.
No. Specialized pass rusher.
What, so I can get Josh Allen?
I tell you what. Y'all trade up and get Jarrett Burst next year.
Hey, man, that actually would not be a bad pick for them.
It wouldn't be bad.
Honestly, a lot of this is very much dependent on Trayvon Walker being better year two. Because he wasn't going to be that great as a pass rusher year one. Plus, he played out of position often. But, a third pass rusher, a nickel corner, maybe probably a guard.
Kid from Michigan might be nice. Yeah.
I like him a lot. Clark Phillips from Utah.
Yeah. He's nice, too.
Branch,
too. Turn back to that real quick. Hold on a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
What?
Louisiana trying to make a little comeback.
Who?
Louisiana trying to make a comeback on Tennessee.
5-point game, yeah.
Oh my God, you're lying, bro.
Okay, it's a 7-point game now because dude went for the steal and hit the float.
What is Texas A&M doing?
But yeah, y'all got any final thoughts before we get up out of here?
Honestly, man, no final thoughts, bro. I'm just excited about the spring and ready to see what plays out. Oh,
No injuries. No injuries. Praying for no injuries.
Did you just throw up what I did? You just hit the sign that I think you just.
No, I was.
He just threw it up in the air.
I'm stressing, bro.
Now, I don't condone this, y'all. This is exactly what Jared did. But, yeah. Marcus, you got any final thoughts? Wait, can you hear us? Uh-oh, I don't think Marcus can hear us.
Marcus' sound is out.
Marcus, can you hear us? Uh-oh.
I think his sound is out.
We may have lost Marcus. Hold on. Yeah, he said he can't hear us.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. What a time to
completely crash. All right, so he's going to log out and log back in.
Can you hear us now? No, okay. Still can't hear us.
What a time for your Wi-Fi and your computer to crash.
Honestly.
That's what happens when you got that broke-ass Wi-Fi.
Maybe it's good, bro, but just ain't being nice tonight.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Can you hear us now?
No. Nothing.
I'm gonna say this man still can't hear us.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Marcus, you got any final thoughts?
Run faster than a 4-7 with DBs.
Dang, you still on this?
I take this very seriously, dog. Like I need somebody faster than that. I don't need defensive tackles in my damn secondary again.
All I'm gonna say is, I need to see it.
What?
I need to see the improvement. I need to see improvement. That's all I'm gonna say. I need to see improvement.
Like, I know you're probably gonna be a 7-5, 8-14. Please don't be shambolic. That's all I ask.
Yeah, and please. At least show some level of competency. You know, at least be competent in some way and beat Florida State.
Oh, 100%.
Because you know you're just as good, not better than that team.
We going.
Like, it was last year's game. Last year's game told you, yeah, with all the guys we had out, we're just as good, if not better than them. Because I firmly believe if everybody plays, everybody's healthy, we win.
Yeah, or just one touchdown gets called back here, your catch passes there. It was a shit show.
And one touchdown by Florida State that should have been a touchback, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Hey, we gotta let that go. Let the hurt go, bro.
I'm not letting that one go. That was a clear touchback.
Also, here's a throwback, bro. I just got sent.
Oh my god.
Leo sent it to me. It's all about the squad unites.
Send me that too.
Huh?
You sent me that too.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, she sent you that too. Yeah, bro. That's crazy.
Well, that let everybody know where they can find. Wait, who got the song real quick?
We already said the song, bro. Wishing on Star, Rolls Royce.
Be for real.
I am for real.
There ain't no way. Hey, I know you lying.
Respect Rolls Royce?
The only Rolls Royce I acknowledge is the car.
You ain't fuck.
But please tell me you were joking.
No, I wasn't.
Mark, you had a song last week, I think.
Oh, shoot. They're coming back. But anyways, y'all, we all out of time, man. We done talking about everything. So, yeah, man.
I don't think you had a song this week. I think I do.
You think I do?
Second positions, I see. Okay. All right.
But that song will be the next. But Marcus, I think You have it in 2 weeks, and we will allow that song to be played.
Yes.
And by the way, I think it's me, and I'm going to go with No Promises by A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Sure.
Because I ain't making no promises about this team. But yeah, let everybody know where they can follow y'all.
Yeah, man. You can follow me on Twitter at JBreezyII. Follow my Instagram at JLamar_II. And my burner account is IamBreezyII on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, you see mine's down below. Marcus Davis 904 on Twitter, per usual.
See mine here. But actually, I'm changing the song. I'm going to go with the same song that I went with on Indisputable Evidence. Jerry, I don't know if he was on that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go with Connie Diamond featuring Dame Dolla Raid.
Again? Sure.
I don't know why I've been listening to it all week. It doesn't help that 2K plays it down there every time I start playing it. Like, it's on, it pops up. But, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AceWade1, on Instagram at Ace_Wade1, ladies. You can follow the podcast page on Twitter at Inside_Swamp and on Instagram at Inside_FordAthletics. We're going to have more content coming for y'all. Big things coming soon. Just going to try and line up some more elite guests for y'all.
Yeah.
On both shows. And by the way, if you see us in South Florida this summer, I can't promise that we won't get into any shambolic.
You can promise I won't if you see me there.
You promise I probably will if it does happen.
Like, it's going to be some shenanigans. That's all I'm going to say. And we dragging Jerry with us.
Oh, I know that name. Remember that, Jerry?
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, also, y'all, by the way, I was just thinking just now, y'all let us know if y'all want us to kind of like come on at a certain time in the day, because I know AB's on the central time, so he's like 10:28 right now. It's 11:28 for us. I know a lot of y'all are on the East Coast, so it gets late. Let us know if we can do like a pop-up show or something in the week where we all have like a solid schedule so we can get on early or something so we can get y'all some content while y'all awake, for sure.
I know y'all tired as hell right now. So
yeah, we are too.
Yeah. Hey, but by the way, Jerry, what time do you get off work?
I get off at 5.
We can start early then.
The man tired.
I get off at 5, but honestly, I'd rather do it earlier when I get off from work than whenever I am about to go to bed for the next day.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be tired too. I'll literally come home and crash.
Yeah, yeah. Or if y'all want to do like a Instagram live or something, like, y'all just give us some ideas, bro. We could down to do whatever.
As sure to us, man. We open and malleable to anything.
Yeah.
Make sure, bro.
And follow our Instagrams. Follow our Instagrams, bro.
Yeah.
And also we gonna try to get Talking Sauce back on here. Talk with Tim, you know.
Yeah, gotta get those. Like, yeah. Where y'all been at with the shows? I'm gonna ask them. Like, where y'all been with the shows?
Yeah, bro. Have they been putting anything out or?
They put out one within like the last 2 months, I believe.
Oh man, we got it. Yeah. But it is the dry season right now. It's that weird time of the year, March Madness, NBA, you know, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird time.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of NBA, the Beam was lit again last night.
But not tonight. Okay, yeah, it was. I think they
yes, it was.
I think they did beat the Nets tonight.
There we go.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of which, Lonzo, yeah, he's cooked.
Yeah,
and he's most likely out for next season.
What?
And he's done for.
Oh, he needs to retire.
Third knee surgery, and he's most likely out for next season.
He needs to retire.
Now, at this point, what do I say? C-D-L.
Well,
it's either that. But you're going to be playing for the Guangdong Tigers.
Okay.
He's not playing at all. He can't even play.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's get up out of here.
Yeah.
Y'all, We're going to leave y'all. This has been another great episode of Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. For Anthony Beck, Jerry Brown, and Marcus Davis, we're going to leave you as we always do. God bless. Go Gators. Stay safe. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your loved ones and tell them that you love them every day. Check in on them. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Marcus.
Do as I did before I came on this podcast. Wash with soap and water your nasty, narrow, dirty, stank, booty, butt.
If you love God, you will do it.
But some of y'all do not.
Yeah, some of y'all don't believe in God.
You don't love yourself either, so.
And by the way, Marcus, try and get that video for both podcasts. The video of and how high with Red Man Mama saying that wash your nest. Get that video. We got to find a way to get that video on here.
I'm on it.
Like we got to get that on here. I'm sorry. We have to. We got to remind folks. But that, God bless. Y'all have a great night. We will see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
And go Gators.
Go Gators, baby.
Go Gators.
Wasn't I good? Kind of got wings. Yeah, at least I was good to you. 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 Can't make no fucking promises. Lifestyle getting out of control. Lifestyle getting ludicrous. I made a million less than a year and I blew that on stupid shit. Typed it in like how to make a milli. I used to Google it. Savannah just wanted to see me perform and got hit over stupid shit. I woke up and saw the shit right on my phone. They don't know who the shooter is. You never know, never feel untouchable. I touch your soul, made you feel so comfortable. If I let you go, I would feel so skeptical. Unacceptable, but I still gotta let you know. Yeah. That I can't make no fucking promises. I can't make no fucking promises. I can't make no fucking promises. Yeah. Lifestyle on the road, sheesh. Used to always want a rollie, now I want a new two-tone gold petite. Yeah. We couldn't go to Philippe's. I had to be on that corner until it was morning, so me and my niggas could eat. I be the one with the sauce. I never thought it was sweet. I got my foot in the door. They never gave me the key. I had to turn to a key. Even when I was a boy, I was the man in the streets. I was the man with the heat. I was a beast. Sheesh, he had her heart, but she tried to give it to me. Damn. But she can't keep no fucking promises. Shit, I'm coming with a lot of money. Money comes with a lot of shit. Told Mo, bring the studio to everywhere we go, and that's a lot of hits. Slow mo with my videos when the lights out, all my diamonds hit. Something about blue faces, I like money conversations. Whole lot of 20s, that's basic. Nigga, fuck it, I'm shameless. Can't fuck with a snitch, nigga. If you get caught, don't say shit. Have you ever met another nigga like me? I bet you won't say shit. I went from rag to riches, I bagged the bitches that gave me the straight face. I hit the baddest bitches, it's sad. But I had the curve in the same day. I treated them bad, I wouldn't be mad if I was to get treated the same way. So treat me the same way, same way, same way. I was a savage to you, I had to give up and put all my hoes to the side. I swear if I ever left you in the cold, it's cause it was colder inside. Look, and I swear if you ever try to leave me alone, I hope you don't turn to a thot. Most of the niggas that call me only hit my phone because I get money a lot. I be the one with the dome, you say you gon' take it, but nigga, we know that's a lie. Even before we was on, the money was long, yeah, we used to fuck up the spot. Bitches was singing my song, I knew I was on. Right when I bust down the watch, niggas was hating before and they hate on me now, but don't know what to say to me now. I was gonna do it to her, but I don't really wanna use her. Keep giving excuses, when we really gonna link up? Even if I sound stupid, I'ma say what's real to her. Even if you're not truthful, fuck it, I'ma still be good to you. Yeah, at least I was good to you. At least I was good to you. Yeah, at least I was good to you. Yeah.